It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in a time of prayer? Precious Father, can we just say thank you for the privilege to call upon your name? Lord, your presence never leaves us because you've told us that you'd never leave us nor forsake us. And oh, would you help us, Father, to always be conscious of your presence, that the eyes of the Lord behold the righteous, that your ears are open to our prayers. When there's a step that we take, you see it. When there's a thought that we think, you're aware of it. And God, would you help us to so yield our lives to you that your absolute and perfect will would be done in our life. And Father, how we simply ask you to get glory and honor. I pray that you'd touch the dear saints of God by the radio today. Lord, only you know the need of each heart. You know the need of each life. That one that may be sick. That one that used to have strength to be able to go and visit and get work done. Now that old body's just broke down. Hardly any strength left. Getting ready for home. And Lord, would you touch him? Would you just renew that spirit inside and lift him up, dear Father? And Lord, one day we're going to get a glorified body and not wear out. And Lord, would you touch today? God, I pray for that one that may be going through trials. Would you give them grace? I pray for our pastors. I pray for our missionaries. I pray for our evangelists. God, would you bless them and use them for your glory. And Father, keep our lives in your hands and use us for your glory, that souls will be saved and Jesus would ever be lifted up. In his wonderful name we ask it. Amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. And what a joy it is to be with you again on this wonderful day that we can serve the Lord. Every day we need to serve Him. And I want you to open your Bibles, if you will, back to the book of Acts and chapter number 16. And we'll pick up right at verse number 26 when we stopped this last Friday. And I want to take this time to say thank each and every one of you for your prayers, for your support, for your love gifts as we try to continue on. And let me just assure you this, that the radio programs are going out and God is good. We thank Him for it and we praise His name. And then the Bibles are going out. The Bible lessons are still going out. And the Bible College started last Thursday night, and we're excited about that too. And all the work that God's doing, we're trying to keep the wheels turning. And you're very much a very vital part of this. I keep looking back and thinking how that God began this work in 1970. And through the years, what is it that has kept us going? Nothing but the Lord and God's people. And God's people are the greatest people in the world. But you know something? As we visit and talk to people, they say, "Preacher, is there any end to all that's going on?" Oh, yes, there's going to be an end. But can I say to you, until Jesus calls the church out, it's going to stay in a battle. And today, I want us to look in the book of Acts. And have you ever thought about the Word of God? With the Bible says that all Scripture is given by inspiration. What does that mean? Why, every word in this Bible, every story, every illustration, every epistle, everything in it. We like to read Psalms because, oh, the goodness in it. We like to read the just different things in the Bible, and the Gospel of John, love that. But all of it's good. Every illustration is, because, see, this is God's Word. Now, today, we've been watching in the book of Acts the flow of the church. And no matter where it's in Jerusalem, or whether it's in Antioch, no matter whether it's where it's down by a riverbank, or whether it's in town at a synagogue, the devil raises up and the church gets in trouble. Well, today in the Word of God in the book of Acts chapter 16, I'd like to take you down to the jailhouse. And at the jailhouse, there's two great men of God, old Paul and Silas. They've been preaching the gospel, and the money men, they've raised up. The politicians have raised up, and they've got the people stirred up, and they have locked them up and put them in jail. Verse number 25 simply said, and at midnight, well, I want to tell you something. There's something about midnight that puts fear in the hearts of many folks. But how about Paul and Silas? Why, they're in jail. They ought to be whining and crying, but they're not. At midnight, Paul and Silas, first of all, they prayed. I wonder what the prayer was. Lord, thank you for locking us up. Thank you for putting us in jail. I think it was a prayer of thanking God that we were still preaching the gospel, and Lord, we may be here, but we was doing what we were supposed to do. And folks, God's people need to continue on doing what we're supposed to do. Amen. And they prayed, and then they sang praises unto God. Now, I've heard and I've preached on this too. Somebody said, well, they sung Amazing Grace. I don't believe it was written back then, but it was God's grace. But whatever it was they sung praises unto God. They wasn't praising one another. They was praising God, and the prisoners heard them. Well, now I'm sure that in that jail, that these prisoners had heard a lot of cussing, a lot of vulgarity, a lot of hatred. I'm sure that there's a lot of them that despised the politicians and the leaders and everything. And after all, this bunch has got the wrong ones in the jail. Well, Paul and Silas was the wrong ones in jail for sure. Well, listen to the next verse. Oh, the prisoners heard God's people. Why does God put this in here? Because this world is watching you. Whether you're on the street, whether you're at church, whether you're shopping, or whether you're in jail, wherever you're at. I got invited down at the courthouse to be a jury witness. You know something? That's a strange place for God's people. But it's a place you have to be there. But look at verse 26. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Here, this bunch that had heard people crying and I mean, cursing. Here they hear Paul and Silas praise and praying and singing praises, and all of a sudden, God answered. God stepped in. And an earthquake. Did Paul and Silas bring an earthquake? No. It was God. God brought an earthquake. The foundations of the prison were shaken. Immediately, all the doors were open. That's a miracle. The earthquake was a miracle. The doors open was a miracle. And everyone's bands were loosed. My goodness, what a miracle. Who's in trouble now? Well, it's not Paul and Silas. Why, the jailer's in trouble. All the men that was in jail, they're free to run and do whatever they want to. Well, look at verse 27. The keeper of the prison, wakening out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. I mean, he knew what his responsibility was. And you know the Holy Spirit has this written right here for us. What for? Surely he felt the earthquake. Surely he heard Paul and Silas praying and singing unto the Lord just like the others did. But verse 28, look what happens. Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, he directed this thought right straight to the jailer, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Listen to this. We've not run. We're all here. I'm here. All the other jailers, hey, they're loose. Hey, the doors is open. And no doubt the old jailer, he thought that they was going to run locked with chains on them. But look in verse 29. Then he called for a light. And they bring a light to him. And he sprang in. He ran in. He didn't loaf. He didn't saunter. He sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Oh, praise God. He got a light. They brought him a little light so he could see what was going on. But can I say to you, there's another light that lit his soul, that he could be saved. And the Holy Ghost of God brought that light. And can I say, what a glorious day. There's sometimes that God can work in jail. There's people in jail that get saved. Can I say to you, there's jailers that get saved. And God gave us a story right here today. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.